A delegation of U.S. congressmen today gave a strong pledge of support to the 86-year-old ex-king of Afghanistan and to a coalition of anti-Taliban forces. The former monarch, Mohammad Zahir Shah, lives in exile in Rome. This week, he's been meeting with representatives of the Northern Alliance, the main anti-Taliban grouping, in a bid to form a transitional government that could lead the war-ravaged country toward elections and reconstruction. NPR's Silvia Pajoli joins us on the line from Rome. Silvia, what kind of support did the congressman pledge?
Well, there were no specifics, but the delegation leader, Congressman Kurt Weldon of Pennsylvania, spoke glowingly both of the former king and of the Northern Alliance. He said the king is a critical figure because he's the person who can rally those against the Taliban most effectively. He also spoke of the king's wish that the United Nations act as an umbrella for any kind of international intervention, political or military. This is very important for the king because he certainly doesn't want to appear to be an American puppet if he were to be reimposed in power there through American military forces.
Well, how likely is it that the king and the Northern Alliance will be able to join forces?
Well, the king has presented a three-point plan that starts with the convocation of a grand assembly of all sectors of Afghan society. It's known as a Loya Jirga, which would in turn draft a constitution and prepare for general elections and begin rebuilding the country. But as far as we know, not everyone in the Northern Alliance agrees. And as often happens in resistance movements, there's great disagreement sometimes between exiles living abroad and those inside the country. But there's one thing that does unite all these people, and that's not only their opposition to the Taliban, but to what they say is the real power behind the Taliban, the government of Pakistan. They're absolutely unwilling to come to any compromise with Islamabad. The spokesman for the Northern Alliance delegation said that the Taliban are the instrument of Pakistan's long-term strategy to dominate Afghanistan, and aides to the king are not so outspoken on the record, but privately they share this view.
There seems to be a lot riding on this, Sylvia.
However frail the king may be, there seems to be no other alternatives inside the country. And the Afghan people suddenly are remembering that under the king's 40-year rule from 33 to 73, the country was a stable constitutional monarchy. Women could go to the university and vote. There were even women present in the cabinet, concepts that seem impossible in today's fundamentalist Taliban regime.
NPR's Silvia Pajoli in Rome. Thanks very much, Silvia.
Thank you, Lynn.